country and western music. Is there any other term you use to describe that?
That can be of several different types. What I mean, tunes, the old-fashioned country music, folk songs.
Have you ever heard the term hillbilly music?
Yes, uh-huh.
Would you use that term to describe country music?
That would describe part of it, wouldn't describe all of it, because some of it's more settled down.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of a everyday word for that. But you got a one type for one and a more settled type for the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You about to make it?
Tell me a little bit about this community, maybe the way you remember it when you were growing up here, maybe some landmarks, some things that you remember when you were a child, and maybe how it's changed, how the community's changed.
Well, there's quite a few of the old landmarks that I could show you, corners. The way it goes so far, this way, that way. County surveyor come to me about 5 or 6 years ago. He says, so-and-so's lost a piece of land. I said, what direction's that? He told me. I said, that's part of the place. He said, you know where it's at? I said, yeah. He said, I want to see the corners. I said, mister, you don't look to me like you want to see the corners of that. That's just your version. I said, all right. We got in this car and down there we went and we stopped. I said, now we're going to have to go off down and see. It's going to be a little hard. It's going to be a little hard to do. But we went off down across there and I showed them the best I could right where the corner was. He said, now, how is it on the other part? I said, well, just before you get to the corner, there's a big red oak tree. It's got hog wire and two strands of barbed wire on top of it. It's about halfway grown, about halfway in the wood. We went off down through that, and he saw that, says, Said, I'll just go back to the office. Says, I know where it's at, man. He asked me, says, why didn't you get that piece of land? I said, I got more than I need now. So that's the way you got that settled. But there's land all around me in here for acres and acres and acres. They go to sell it, and somebody's going to be in trouble. Because a lot of the land corners been moved, and they don't know where they're at. Mm-hmm. Just multitudes of it.
What about when you were growing up, how did most people around you make their living that you were associated with, that your neighbors and people in your immediate community, how did they make their living?
Well, I'd say 95% of them made their living by farming, raising their own food. And it wasn't wasn't in too good of circumstances. We had plenty to eat, we didn't have no money. There was a few of them in later years went to work in the mills, $8, $10, $12 a week. They existed.
Well, you worked in the cotton mill for a while, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am, but that was way on up. I was around 40 years old when I started in that.
Mm-hmm.
We had a null in our other type.